Garth Pig and the Ice Cream Lady by Mary Rayner, read by Andy French. One very hot day, Mother Pig was washing the kitchen floor. The 10 piglets called Sorrel and Briny and Hillary and Sarah and Cindy and Toby and Alan and William and Benjamin and Garth Pig were outside playing in the garden. They had made a fort, and it had been a very hard work. They were all tired and thirsty. When drifting across the neighbouring gardens, they heard a faint ding-tong, tingle-tong. Dropping their guns and bows and arrows all over the grass, they ran squealing into the house to ask Mother Pig for ice cream money. "Mind the floor," Mrs. Pig cried. She searched in her handbag to find coins. "All right, though, it costs such a lot. Now, don't all run into the road. One of you go and bring the ice creams for the others."
"Your turn," said Toby to Alan.
"I got the arrows. It's William's turn," said Alan.
"Oh, don't argue, or you'll miss the van," said Mrs. Pig.
"Quick," said William. "Stand in a circle, everyone." And he began to count around. "Ham, bacon, pork, chop. Out you must hop."
Mrs. Pig held up her trotters in horror and turned away her eyes.
"Goodness me, where do they pick up such words? I'm sure they have never heard them in this house."
But none of the piglets were listening. Round and round they counted until only Garth was left. With the money clenched in his right in his trotter, Garth ran as fast as he could out of the house.
10 whooshes, they called after him.
The van was parked down the road. It was pink and brown Volkswagen. Written across the side in fat curly letters was Lupino's Ice Creams. The window slid open. A paw appeared over the counter and a face smiled fondly down at Garth. Garth was counting the money to see what would be left after 9 whooshes. He was hoping there might be enough for a double cone with chocolate flakes on top for himself. 9 whooshes, he said, and... "Why don't you come up into the van, my dear," said the ice cream lady, "and see what is in the freezer?" Garth trotted up to the step and into the van. As he leaned over the freezer, the ice cream lady closed the door and slipped behind the driving wheel. The van began to move. It lurched off up the road, carrying Garth Pig with it. Meanwhile, in the back garden, the 9 piglets were lying about the grass, waiting for their ice creams.
"He is being a long time," said Sarah Pig.
"I've probably dropped them," said William unkindly. "Silly little pig," said Alan.
"Maybe he's eating them," said Toby.
The piglets looked at each other. It was a worrying thought.
"Oh, I say we better go and see," said Hillary.
They streamed in through the back door. Mrs. Pig had almost finished scrubbing.
"Mind the floor," she said.
"But, Mum, we're in a hurry," said Sorrel, as they ran past, out of the front door and into the road.
There was no Garth. No van either. Just a few blobs of ice cream in a trail up the road. The piglets stood open-mouthed.
"He's been taken," said Sorrel. "Come on, everyone, the bicycle."
Together, they ran into the garage. Leaping onto the bicycle, they swung out into the road and pedalled along the ice cream trail. But they had not gone far when they came to a crossroads. There, spots of ice cream petered out. The piglets came to a stop.
"Have you seen an ice cream van that goes ding-tong, tingle-tong?" they asked a passerby.
"No," she answered, "but one did go by which was going snort, squeal, grunt, grunt."
"It went that way," she pointed.
Far ahead, the ice cream van had crossed the bridge and was climbing the long, steep hill the other side, heading for the forest. Inside the van, the driver was singing softly to herself.
"Fried or boiled, baked or roast, or minced with mushy mushrooms on toast."
Garth Pig heard her. It was not a song about ice cream. The road climbed up and up. The van was going slower and slower, and the ice cream lady stopped singing. There was a nasty smell of burning, and the engine was making an odd, uneven chugging. Then it stopped.
The ice cream lady left her seat and got out in to look, but she locked the door behind her. Trapped inside, Garth Pig stood on tiptoe and pressed his snout to the window. It was very hot in the van. He peered with his little pig eyes down the steep grassy slope of the hill, and far, far away at the bottom, tiny in the distance, he saw the family bicycle toiling bravely up the road. Then he caught sight of the ice cream lady coming back round to the door. He held his breath and ducked down. Now or never, he thought, watching the door handle turn. As the door opened, he bolted past her, dodged round the van, and with a piercing squeal flung himself down the hillside. Down the steep slope he rolled, round as smooth as a barrel, gathering speed as he went. The other nine piglets heard the squeal and saw him bowling down towards them. Nearer and nearer he came. Shot past and down with a huge bounce. He came to rest in some bushes near the bottom of the hill. With one accord, his brothers and sisters dropped the bicycle and ran back down after him. William picked him out of the prickles, and the others gathered round. He was sobbing. "It's not an ice cream lady, it's..." when they heard a terrible howl. The bicycle screeched down the hill, a frantic figure clinging to the handlebars. The ice cream lady had snatched up their bike. But that bike was made for 15 piglets. That would be fit 10 piglets. But not one lone wolf, and it hurtled past them. Swerved round the bend at the bottom and hit the parapet of the bridge. A dark shape sailed over the handlebars and fell with a tremendous splash into the river. The piglets looked at the water. There was no sign of anyone. They looked up to the hill to where the van stood still. "We still haven't had our wishes," said Sorrel. They scampered up the hill, Garth trailing after them. "Don't want a wish. I want a double cone," he whimpered. Sorrel opened the van door and went to the freezer. She handed out 9 wishes, but when it came to Garth, she paused. "Here," she said. "There was enough money. I know there was." She scooped out 2 gloriously overflowing cones and put a fat chocolate flake in each and gave it to him. They all ran down the hill, picked up the bicycle, straightened the handlebars, and rode home. Next morning, the van was gone from the hilltop, but Madame Lupino was not heard of again for a very long time. Wahahaha. The end.